We're doing Tehillim. We're up to the 92nd chapter, Tzadi Beit. And as per your request, we'll read the Psukim first. I'm going with the trup that's written in this one that I'm reading, even though the ones I have at home, I think, have a different trup. But we'll go with the ones that are printed here. Mizmol Shir Leyom HaShabbat. What is Mizmol Shir? So Rashi says, Mizmor Shir Shel Leviim, or possibly Neviim. The Targum says, it's both the Mizmor and the Shir. It's Shivacha, a praise, Vishira. Who sang Mizmor Shir Leyom HaShabbat? Chazal tell us, David Ameler, Adam Arishon did. Adam Arishon said his first day he was created going into Shabbos, he sang in honor of Shabbos. Now this concept that we have a duality of Mizmor and Shir for Shabbos, the Medrash says Shabbos is always double in nature. Zohar v'shomor, Mizmor, Shir. We have many dualities with regard to Shabbos. So the Targum is going in line with that Medrash. What? Oh, Lechem Mishneh. Tov lehodot l'Adonai ulzamer l'shimcha elyon. It's good to give thanks before Hashem and to give praise to His exalted, elevated name. Lehagid babokir chasdeicha ve'emunatecha balelot. To say in the morning of your kindness, the morning represents the time of the geula, ve'emunatecha, and your faith in the time of the night and the time of the galut. All of this is tov, tov and nae. Both when things are shining, to recount God's kindness, and when things are dark, to speak about God's emunah. What is God's emunah? So the Targum says God's emunah is the fact that God is truthful. Meaning if we have it bad, then obviously we deserve it. That's emunatcha, not like we would think. So Chazal said, Emunatcha balelot is that which we say in Shema of the night. And we know that the Tefillah of the night is reflective of our time in Galut. We say, Emet ve'emunah. It refers to our emunah in Hashem. But the Targum says, no, Emunatcha is your truth. The fact that you, Hashem, are truthful, which fits better into the grammar, like you were pointing out the other night, Dani. Emunatcha, Rabbi, Emunatecha. So Emunatcha might be different than Emunatecha, grammatically. So I don't think that's what the Targum means. I think that God is being fair. If we have it bad, kushtach, ha'emet shelcha. So you could say it the way you're saying, but I'm not sure that that's what he means to say. It's ha'emet shelcha, the fact that your truth, and I think your truth is an allusion to the fact that, okay, God, it's fair. This is what we got. Now, Chazal seemed to tell us that emunatcha is the fact that we believe God will maintain His promises, He will live up to His word. That's how Chazal seemed to darshan it. Pasuk Dalet, Ale Yasov, Ale Navel, Ale Higayon, Bechino. We will sing this praise together with all these different instruments. The Asov, the Navel, the Higayon, and the Chinoch are all different instruments that are used to praise Hashem. Ki simachtani Adonai befaolecha, b'maasei yadecha, aranein. For Hashem, you have made me happy with your actions, and I will give song at the handiwork, at your handiwork. So this seems to be just a repetition of the same concept in different words. Paolecha, maasei yadecha, simachtani, aranein. David HaMelech does that often in Tehillim. It's a way of singing. Magadlu ma'asecha Adonai me'od amekum machshevoticha. How great are your actions, Hashem. How deep are your thoughts. Ish ba'ar lo yeda uchsil lo yavin et zot. A person who's a fool, he doesn't know. A person who's a fool, he doesn't understand. He doesn't take note of this. Bifroach resha'im kimo esev. Vayatitu kol po'alei aven li'shamedam adayad. When he sees the wicked flourishing, and it seems like those who are doing things that are unfair, things that are evil, they seem to be flourishing, but you should know that they're headed for eternal destruction, li'shamedam adayad. So this is what Pasuk Zayin was referring to. Ishbar, a fool, lo yeda, he doesn't recognize this. Uchsil, someone who's not intelligent, lo yavin etzot, he doesn't understand when he sees the wicked flourishing that they're headed for a complete downfall. Vata marom leolam Adonai, and you Hashem, you are above everything. You're above everything in this world. You're above everything in the world to come. You're above it all. You're following what's going on, and you're going to make sure that what happens is fair. Your justice is fair, and your hand is above, watching what's happening down below. Ki hinei oyevecha Adonai, ki hinei oyevecha yovehedu yitparedu kol poalei avin. For behold, your enemies, Hashem, your enemies will be lost. Those that do evil will be scattered. Vatarem kireim karni baloti b'shemen rahanan. And you'll raise up my horn. And I know, David HaMelech says, that I will be, so to speak, smeared with oil of rejuvenation. I know that Hashem, that's a mashal for the fact that I know Hashem, you're going to take care of me. You'll bring me up. Even though right now the wicked seem to be on top, I seem to be on bottom. I know it's not going to look that way. Now, to say that Adam HaRishon said this, the world hasn't yet been created, and this is what Adam HaRishon has to sing about. So Adam HaRishon foresaw what would be in this world. And he sang his song on Yom Shekulo Shabbat. Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbat is a song about the world to come, about the time when Hashem will do justice overtly in the world, a day that's called Yom Shekulo Shabbat. And that's what Adam HaRishon was singing about. Vatarem kir'em karni. Re'em. Kir'em. Re'em is a huge animal. Keren is the horn.
We say that often.
What we're saying is that you'll arouse my horn is a reference to the fact that you'll arouse my position. The horn could be a reference to one's pride. The horn could be a reference to one's power. The horn could be a reference to many things.
What was it like, Keren and David?
For now, let's leave it with what we said. More depth, maybe a different time. Significance of one's honor, right. For now, we'll leave it at that, even though Keren could have more meanings. Keren is the horn that represents the anointment of a king, and Keren is the horn that represents plenty. There's more to be said. Oh, okay. Vata beit eini b'shurai b'kamim alai mireim tishma na oznai. And my eyes look at those b'shurai, those that look on me. Ashorirenu is I will look at him. B'shurai are those that look at me. Vata beit eini, my eye takes note of those that are looking at me. B'kamim alai mereim, and those that want to harm me, arouse against me. Tishmana oznai, my ear listens. I listen to what they have to say. I hear them trying to break me. Tzadik katamar yifrach, keres balevanon yisge. The tzadik, he flourishes like a palm tree, like the cedar in Lebanon. So David HaMelech says,
why like a palm tree?
What?
Why like a palm tree?
Why like a palm tree? Because a palm tree doesn't have many branches. A palm tree has all the branches stemming from one center trunk. So too, tzaddik has, it's all, okay, beseder, but there's one trunk technically. And that represent the tzaddik is represented by the palm tree. That the palm, just like the palm tree has one trunk, so too the tzaddik has one heart for Hashem. His focus is focused upward like the palm tree, just for Hashem. So David HaMelech says, when I see them coming upon me, tishmana oznai, my ears hear the following quote. I know that God isn't going to let me fall. I know that ultimately tzaddik atama yifrach, this is what rings in my ears when I see them arising against me. The tzaddik will flourish. He'll be like a cedar in Lebanon. Shetulim bevet Adonai bechatzot Eloheinu yafrichu. As though they were planted in the house of Hashem, in the gardens of Hashem, they flourish. עוד ינובון בסיבה דשנים ורעננים יהיו. And they will return to continue flourishing even as they get old. They will continue being luscious. They will continue being moist. Lehagid ki yashar Adonai tzuri velo avlat abo. And this is so that even as they age, they will be able to continue saying how straight and honest Hashem is. He is my rock. And there's nothing wrong about Hashem. Meaning David HaMelech, or Adam HaRishon, focuses this song about Shabbos, about the fact that the fools don't understand, the tzaddikim and those that are righteous do understand that Hashem is running the show, and ultimately there will be payback, and there this world is fair. Be it when things are good, we should recount Hashem's kindness. Be it when it's like the nights, so we have to recount the fact that we know Hashem is fair. And David HaMelech says, I have faith and I know that ultimately I will pull through and things will be good because Hashem, you're running the show.